This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Well, there's another mother being charged with a voluntary manslaughter in the death of two sons after she allegedly left them in a hot vehicle. Now, how many stories is this year, this summer? I don't know, like three or four this summer of, and every year, it doesn't matter, every year. And that's probably just the way, that's the way of life. But apparently these two kids died after they were left in the car. The mother went into the house. She told police she was on her way to a picnic. She changed her mind. She returned home. She went inside her house. She fell asleep for 3 hours. During that time, her sons were left in their car seats in a sweltering hot van in which the windows were rolled up. Temperatures had reached the 90s. This was in California. A woman was arrested, which that's a whole different rap, too, about whether you really even ought to punish a parent who has made this grievous mistake, because the pain, the hell that they're already going through. And Margaret Gray is joining us. Margaret, you are a mother. Did you say that you had done this or this had happened to you?
Phil, I did this with my niece. And, you know, the fear that goes through you is quite profound. She was 2 years old. I was watching her for the day. I had taken her out shopping with me. And, you know, I'm thinking back on this now, and it's giving me the chills. But she had been crying all day. Now, I am a mother. I have three sons. I raised three boys from infancy. And I'm going to tell you something. It is a natural instinct on the part of any parent when a child is continuously crying and continuously screaming, and you really can't do anything other than just to wait it out. The instinct is to get away from it. And I remember Beth, that was my niece. And
how old was she?
She was two. So she's seven now. They live in Washington, D.C. And I got home, and I remember my instinct was I just want to get away from this screaming, away from this crying. I went into the house. She was in a car seat. I went into the house, and the Princess Diana coverage was on.
Oh, this was back in 97 then.
That's, what did I say, 4 years ago?
You said five, so 4 years ago?
So she was 3 years old. And you remember how compelled we were by the Princess Diana. I sat down, I was so compelled. I remember seeing that very grieving husband, or the grieving family, I should say, the grieving brother. I was just compelled the way we all were. I saw the look on Queen Elizabeth's face. I saw the looks on Elton John's face as he was going in. We were all riveted to the television set that day, Phil.
Well, it was a profoundly sad day for many people who followed the life and times of Princess Diana.
Yes, and I watched the entire funeral. And I will tell you something. I remember thinking there was something nagging at me. Do I have something in the oven? Am I cooking something for Frank? This was
the thought. You've got a child in the car. Are you saying you went into the house and the child...
And she was still in the car, but I couldn't remember what it was. All I know is I wanted to get away from the crying. I'm sitting, I'm watching the Princess Diana coverage, and I'm saying, am I making a roast for Frank? Am I baking a cake? The thought was, am I cooking something?
Are you cooking something?
Yes, and then, because I kept going to the stove and checking it. I must have checked the stove three times. Then I remembered that Beth was still in the car, and thank God. You know, I thought maybe, and at one point, because we had Tony Roma's the night before, and my boys love it, and I said, am I making the baby back ribs? And...
Oh, God. Margaret, this child is in the car.
I couldn't remember, and then I remembered that Beth was in the car, and I thought, oh, my God. I ran out of the house, and thank God.
She was all right.
She was all right. She was dehydrated. We did have to get fluids into her. Now, the police were called by this woman who lives across the street. She's well known in the neighborhood. She is a nosy, B-I-T-C-H. If you know what I'm saying.
I understand that, okay? And we need to watch our language. I also need to give a phone number here, but I just want to be clear. You had been out with your... Because we're talking about two more boys, two more kids that die in a car when they're left in a car with the windows rolled up, which happened in California yesterday. We're talking with Margaret Gray. The same thing happened to you, but your niece is all right.
She is fine. And I found... I learned a lot of things then. The children are a little bit more resilient than we give them credit for. You can, in some instances.
Well, how hot a day was that? Princess Diana died in the month of August, as I remember.
Yes, it was warm. It was warm. But
where do you live?
Well, we lived out at the beach, so I think it probably wasn't much more than 85. The windows were rolled up, but that was an instinctive thing. I wanted to shut out the screaming, so I rolled the windows up, shut the door. I remember having my hands over my ears as I walked into the house, and I was absolutely just tired. I was so tired.
Leaving the kid in the car because you wanted to get away from the screaming.
But you have to remember that is a normal reaction for a parent who has been around a child that has been making so much noise all day.
Margaret Gray with us, 1-800-449-8686. She's a syndicated nationally syndicated columnist. Writes a column for national syndication called A Little Bird Told Me, and we're talking about these kids that died in a hot car, and her experience leaving her niece in her car for how many hours?
This woman that called, the police say 5 hours. I really don't think so, because she was dehydrated.
5 hours.
That's what the police theorized. But
well, were you arrested?
You know something? They asked for my ID. I told them who I was, that I was a nationally syndicated columnist. I told them that I was doing a feature on Princess Diana for the Cavalcade of Glamour magazine. That's probably why I was so engrossed in the coverage. I showed them my ID. I told them that the whole thing was a big misunderstanding. The interesting part is this old lady across the street that had called the police. The police said they wanted to look into a little bit more. Frank and made a couple of phone calls. I called my attorney. And the case was eventually dropped for insufficient evidence. What the police knew was what the woman told them, but...
Well, look, I don't want to keep talking about your incident here, but you were not charged with any child endangerment?
No.
Why?
So, I don't know. Frank had his attorney talk to this woman.
Okay. And so the police thought that the little girl was fine, or...
I don't know. Frank had his attorney talk to the woman who...
Was she the witness?
Apparently she was, yes.
Well, you could have been charged. Are you aware of that?
Phil, I don't know how they can charge a woman who doesn't mean to do any harm. And just as this woman did not mean to leave her child in that car.
Well, let's suppose that that your niece had died as these two little boys have died from being left in a hot car for several hours. Do you think you should have been charged with a crime?
No, I don't.
Why?
Because I didn't mean to do it. And I think in all crime, we need to look at that thing called motive. Did they mean to do it or not? And I didn't mean to do it.
All right, 1-800-440, you didn't mean to do it, and yet the little girl, but she's fine and she's alive. These two little boys, however, are dead.
Phil, I think you need to look at it from the standpoint of a woman. Men can do it, women can do it, but I think when it comes to a woman leaving her children in a car, I think you need to be a little bit more forgiving. Just picture yourself...
Well, why is that?
Because they're with the child all day long.
Because the woman is with the child all day long, we need to forgive her a little bit more readily than a father. And, I mean, the fact is, you're both doing something, and in your case, that kid could have died.
Look, I want you to picture something. You come home from a long day, the child has been screaming its guts out, you turn on the television set, maybe you see Kirk Douglas and Kim Novak in Strangers When We Meet, which I absolutely love. You do your nails, you get yourself a hot bath, you read a little Jackie Collins, and then you're thinking, do I have something in the oven? Did I leave something on? That's what you're thinking. Did I leave a hairdryer on? You know it's something hot.
And yet you can't place whether it's your kid you left in the car.
Believe me, Phil, it happens a lot more readily than you think.
And by the time you get out to see whether it was something you left in the oven or a hairdryer or something hot, you realize it's a kid.
I think in the instance of this woman, yes.
in your instance, you got lucky. The kid's alive. And I'm saying that you could very well have killed that child.
But it would have been involuntary as the result of a woman harried by the tank. Is the iron on? Is the coffee pot on?
Yeah, I get it. Is the oven on? Is the microwave on? Is the toaster oven on? Am I cooking something? Am I cooking baby back ribs? As you said.
Well, that was the thought that went through my mind.
And then you go out and you realize, I'm cooking a baby in a car.
Oh, my, you know, you're really vulgar. At
you know, you're using the analogy, not me.
I think it's really vulgar.
No, you're using the analogy that you're cooking a kid in a car. Did I leave the toaster on? Did I leave the oven on? Oh, wait a minute, the kid's still sitting in the car. According to Margaret, this happens all the time because women are very, very much harried and very, very much overworked during the day. And the one thing they want to do is get away from a kid that's yelling, screaming. You know, the one point she made there that was particularly, if a woman wants to get away from a screaming kid, I think you'd give him a bottle. You wouldn't just shut the door and you know, absentmindedly leave them in the car with the windows rolled up because you can't stand hearing the screaming anymore. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, as we continue talking about a couple of more kids that have lost their lives from being left in a car with the windows rolled up. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I remember, Phil, when my niece, Beth, was left in the car, when I left her in the car, it is a mother's instinct, and I think this is the thing that saves children. And when you have a really good mother, you think you smell something burning. You really do. Have you ever...
Oh, my God. This is a child that...
No, Phil, have you ever cooked something... Left toast in the toaster.
Of course I have. All of us have. All of us have left toast that's jammed in the toaster, and it burns. When you say you think you can smell something burning, you know...
No, you think you can smell something cooking.
And so that means, oh yeah, I left a kid in the car.
Why are you so angry?
I think some of the things you're saying are a little unbelievable, okay?
Well, Phil, believe it. As a mother, this is the reality. And again, I have to caution you against reading too much or inserting your opinion too much when you are not a mother. And you're barely a parent.
I'm a step-parent, yes.
All right. Then you know nothing of our world. You sit there and you go, Jesus, did I leave? I think something is cooking in the...
Yeah, okay. And then you realize it's in the car.
Yes, and thank God I did.
1-800-449-8686. Dorothy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Dorothy.
Yes, I think it's ridiculous, and I'm sorry, in all due respect, columnist or whatever you are, that
I'm a syndicated columnist.
That is not a logical answer, okay? A child is the responsibility of whoever adult is taking care of that
right,
child.
Right, but I had spent all day in the car. I'd spent all day in the car listening to it screaming and yelling, and I wanted to get away from it. As best as I could, and you hear this screaming, and you hear this yelling, and what are you supposed to do?
Okay.
What I did is I rolled the windows up, I closed the door, and I want to just muffle it.
That sounds
and the next thing you know, you got a kid in a car that's been there for 5 hours.
Okay.
The child was all right.
That sounds like selfishness. That sounds like selfishness.
Well, it might be, darling, but the point is that I needed to get into the house.
Of people being, children being abducted, that's another danger that adults don't
think of. We live in a very exclusive neighborhood.
It doesn't matter.
That
does not matter.
What does that mean, exclusive neighborhood?
Bad things happen in your neighborhood also.
They don't have bums running around. I don't know where you live, Dorothy, but we don't have that kind of bum running around our neighborhood.
I don't care where you live, ma'am. It's the responsibility, bottom line, of an adult to take care of their children.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay?
But I'm simply saying that as women, we need to be forgiven a little bit of this because we can't stand screaming.
No, I'm sorry.
And you know as well as that. You've left children in cars, haven't you?
No, I haven't.
Have you, Dorothy, have you ever left a kid in a car for...
Never.
And you never wanted to get away from a screaming child?
Never.
You never wanted to get away from that child.
That child is helpless. That's why if he's with an adult, the adult has to be responsible.
This idea that
it doesn't matter if it's a man or a woman.
No, the men, I think, really need to be
on top.
It
doesn't
matter. Women, we should be forgiven because, you know something, Dorothy? I came home the other day and Mark of Zorro by Tyrone Power was on. A wonderful film. And I will tell you something right now. If there had been a child in the car, it's difficult. Which way do you go? Where do you turn?
What?
Mark of Zorro is on TV, kid in car. What do you do, Dorothy? Quick.
Make a decision, quick.
So you don't know. Hello?
All right, I know. Keep listening, dear. She's on a cell phone. She can't hear you. What are you saying?
I'm saying Mark of Zorro with Tyrone Power.
Yeah, was on TV, and you got to make a decision between that and a kid in a car. May I answer that for you?
Yeah, Phil, I don't think you're qualified.
Because I'm a man. Well, if I was a woman, I think I'd say, well, I think I better go get the kid out of the car. Otherwise, I'm going to smell something cooking.
How dare you?
Okay, well, you're the one who came up with the analogy. Claude on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
How you doing? Hello.
Right here.
Yeah, hey, I'm here.
Okay, do you want to start talking or should we?
I'll start talking.
Go ahead, Claude.
What's the lady's name? What's your name, man?
My name is Margaret, dear.
Margaret, how you doing? I'm a male. I had two kids. They're grown now, and I mean, I went through a lot, and I have never. I mean, I took my kids everywhere.
Well, I'm not interested in whether you've done it or not. I'm saying why it would happen.
My kids
all right.
in the car.
Yes, that's so you say. And I'm
never.
telling you why it would happen.
And the reason why it would happen is
because as a woman, we're around those children all day long. We just want to shut it up. We want to shut it out.
You know, you're as nuts as the lady I had on a few years ago who said to me that the reason why that woman dropped her kid from a 500-foot bridge is because once the kid started crying, the instinct of a parent...
Is to toss it away.
So a kid starts crying and she just throws it.
You don't mean to do it. You don't want to do it. You don't want to kill your own child. But when a child starts crying, the instinct is close the door, roll up the windows, shut it out, shut it up. And after leaving my niece in the car, I found myself making, you know what I did? I made a delicious orange marmalade marinade, and I thought, you know, I'm going to make Frank a steak.
And the kid's outside?
Because your mind is going in that direction, yes.
And let me be clear here. You decided to make Frank a steak. Why?
Phil, the thought is something's cooking.
Okay, it's a kid in a car.
Yes, but as a woman, your instinct is, I know there's something wrong, something's cooking. Maybe it's because I want to make Frank a pot roast. And so I started marinating a beautiful side of beef, and then I thought, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, there's a kid out in the car.
Yes.
And did you wind up making that marinade for Frank?
You know something I did, because Beth was fine, she was dehydrated, we got fluids into her, she spent a night in the hospital, and as observation only...
You could have killed her, Margaret, and you're sitting there thinking, wow, I think tonight would be a real good night for a prime rib.
Yes, you do think that way.
Because your mind is going...
Because your mind... Cooking, meat, cooking, steamed, sautéed, baked. Oh, wait a minute. The kid's in the car.
Yeah.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. This is Betty. Betty, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hello, Margaret.
Yes, dear.
I have a problem with your thinking.
You
I had three small children.
Oh, good. I'm finally talking to a mother.
That's right. And I worked. And I took care of my children.
Listen to what I have to say. Everybody's calling in to say what great parents they were.
I'm not saying I was great.
Well,
parents.
That's everyone I've talked to.
I am telling you one thing.
I had
to be. I went to the laundromat. I went to the grocery store with four children in my car. And when I got home, they were ornery. They were snotty. They were crying. They were this and that.
Yes.
They went in the house. They got a drink. I put them in the bedroom. Put them in their beds. And then I took my garbage and groceries and everything else that I had, my laundry, the whole works, into the house, and I sat down and I put my feet up.
Now, let me ask you something.
Then
when you had children, did they have power windows yet, or I don't know?
No, they did not.
All right. So, therefore, you couldn't roll the window up as easily.
I did not have the windows down with small children.
All right, listen, I'm going to ask you, Betty, to hold on, okay, because we got to you late. Will you hold the line?
Sure.
1-800-449-8686, did they have power windows? Phil Hendry Show.
One 800 449 8686. And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
Now, Betty, are you back with us, Betty? This is Phil Hendry Show here.
Sure,
okay, Betty. And Margaret, you're there?
Yes.
All right, now, I just want to get the motivation as to how it is any parent might walk away from a car, however absentmindedly, however benign their intention, and leave a kid, as you say you did 4 years ago during Princess Diana's funeral.
Phil, I really don't know. I know that I was very compelled by the funeral. I remember sitting there, and while I was watching the funeral, I had the strangest craving for pigs in a blanket.
Which is sausages?
Sausages in pancakes, yes. And that's when I knew, something was cooking, something was roasting. And Betty, as a mother, you know what I'm talking about.
I know, but my children always came first. My grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, and my nieces and my nephews.
But if you had left a child in a car, probably the first thing that happened...
I would not leave my children in the car. That's what I'm getting. Do you have children?
I have three sons, yes. And when I left two of them in the car when they were two.
Well, then...
And I remember thinking there's something cooking.
Oh, yeah, your child.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, come on. Now you left your two kids?
Just for a few minutes. But it's the instinct.
Never.
Pigs in a blanket.
Never.
All right,
no,
Betty.
There is no excuse.
Well, no, but that's what saved them, because I knew there was something.
Yeah,
those are the first things you take in the car, is your children.
Weren't you ever in a hurry to catch an episode of Knots Landing?
It doesn't matter if they're wet,
you never
hungry,
wanted to...
crying, carrying on. I know that.
You never wanted to get inside to catch an episode of Knots Landing.
No, I don't want to, because
right.
if
All
they
right. well, Betty
feel
obviously
this
is,
way,
yeah, different instincts and different interests than you, Margaret. Betty, thank you for your call.
My children came first.
Yes.
My children always come first.
Well, not according to your
needs. Well, when I do get to the car, they get out first before the groceries. It's just that in that instance, and the groceries were ruined, too, so it wasn't just a child.
So what? So
well,
what?
I'm just saying, I didn't get anything out of the car.
Well, so what?
Well, I had some frozen bananas.
Okay, that's fine. We got that. But as Betty
that's
says,
so
thank cute. You, Betty, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Thelma on the Phil Hendry Show. Thelma, go ahead.
Yes, I'm calling this lady that left her niece in the car. I think this woman, I don't know where her priorities are exactly, because number one, I've raised three children. I am helping raise three grandchildren. I don't care how many times they squall, they bawl, carry on, throw fits. I wouldn't leave them in a car. They're going to get out with me every time.
What about during Princess Diana's funeral?
Big deal. I don't know Princess Diana.
Big deal.
I wasn't worried about Princess Diana. I'm worried more about my kids.
You know, I once left my child in the car. I ran inside to cook a turkey, and I accidentally put baby powder on the bird. That's when I said, oh, my God.
Baby powder? What do you mean?
In other words, my mind was working in such a way as I knew the kid was out in the car doing a slow roast. See what I'm saying, Thelma? So that saves you, too.
No, ma'am.
That is
I don't see how you could have left that child in the car.
I got caught up in an episode of it was the, I told you, it was the,
Princess
the movie.
Diane.
No, it was Tyrone Power and Mark of Zorro, Kirk Douglas and Kim Novak in Strangers When We Meet. It's just beautiful.
To me, you was more involved in TV than with your children.
Well, of course.
Or your niece.
Well, of course.
Number one.
Aren't we all?
No, we're not all. No, we're not.
No, ma'am.
I don't care diddly squat about a TV.
No, wait a minute. You're not telling me that if a real good episode of Pistols and Petticoats came on...
No, ma'am.
Okay.
No, ma'am. I don't watch TV. No, ma'am.
Oh, you don't watch TV. All right. Well, then that's...
No, ma'am.
Well, what
nothing
about...
Nothing is more important than my children and my grandchildren.
What about
they would come before anybody.
What about a Texas-Oklahoma football game?
I don't care about sports. I hate sports. That's beyond the thing,
because
too. I don't worry about
husband,
that either.
My husband
all
going
I
to the
like
store.
To do, I like to read books.
All right, what if you
but
were reading
number
the
one, no, ma'am. That book
Fanny,
would not be more important.
Fanny, what about Fanny Hill?
No, ma'am.
What about...
Oh, come on with the books and the movies.
No, ma'am.
My husband went to the store once.
There's nothing.
And
nothing.
He left our boy in the baby seat, in the car seat.
Any
and
woman
Frank
that leaves
getting
a child in a car.
Sausage, one of those roasted sausage offerings, those hors d'oeuvres. And he went, well, what does this remind me of? And he ran outside and got our boy out in time.
No.
What do you mean a roasted sausage? Okay. All right, Thelma, good. Thank you very much. You know, you are getting a lot of people calling up and saying why they'd be better parents, because they can't imagine leaving their kids in the car.
Well, they're lying.
They're lying.
Yes, because all of them have done that. They feel guilty about it, and therefore they want to... Put a better spin on it, I guess. I don't know.
Let me go to Harvey. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, Phil. I've been listening to this woman that you've had on for the last...
45 minutes now.
45 minutes. And I would never leave a child to cook like a prime rib. I listened to the language she used.
Oh, have you had children?
Yes, I have had children. I had a son who is now deceased. I've got a daughter and I've got a grandson. And to leave my grandson in the trunk of a car, I would not...
Well, no, nobody's saying leave him in the trunk of a car.
Well, I had mistakenly done that.
Oh, listen to you.
But I would never hurt any child of mine.
All right, let hold on, Harvey. I want to get a few other opinions here on the line before we leave the air. What do you want to do? Who? Hold on. Okay, let's go to Louise. Louise, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
This woman is in denial. Absolutely in denial. She's
I'm
trying to justify
no,
what
I'm,
she did wrong.
Yeah, I agree, Phil. This woman is in some kind of a catatonic state.
Well, you said you left one of your children in the trunk of a car.
I didn't
say that.
No. Is Mr. Wyman, are you there?
Yes, I'm right here.
Did you say you did that?
You said you left a grandson in the trunk of your car?
A long time ago, yes. Yes, I did.
Well, that's nuts. I never left a kid in the trunk of a car.
Oh, isn't that great?
Well, let me ask you. Do you leave children in cars?
No way.
How do we know you're telling the truth? How can we be sure?
Well, look, nobody leaves a kid in a car on purpose.
I didn't leave a child in a car on purpose.
Bull crap.
Well, I have to tell you something, Margaret. I think that's your name. Let me tell you something.
Yes, that is my name.
What is it?
My name's Margaret.
Margaret, okay.
My name's Harvey.
Okay,
all right, great, Harvey, good.
This woman is in denial. She doesn't know, she's trying to justify her ineptitude or her incompetence.
Oh, that is absolute bull crap.
Well,
I
mean, you can say all you want, but when you stand up there and you can say that you watching TV or you watching Tyrone Power or you watching some other movie and you forget the kid and you say, oh, something's cooking. Well, poor child was cooking.
Yes.
You know, I put my son in the trunk when I was loading some bags, leaving Las Vegas. I got home to Los Angeles, and I heard the thumping coming from the trunk. And I can tell you, at that moment, my blood froze.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Well, that is absolutely insane.
Well, you're the one who says that you're sitting there with a kid in the car, and you're, gee, I have a craving for pigs in a blanket.
Anyone who can... Forget a child in the car for 5 hours and say, something is burning. I think her brain is burning.
You know something? Have you ever seen Tyrone Power in Mark of Zorro?
Yes.
All right. In one of the scenes, he picks up a chicken leg, and I will never, ever be able to see that scene without thinking of my niece.
Well, that's very good. You ought to think of a lot of other bad things.
Well, that's exactly right. Now I only think of bad things when I think of Tyrone Power.
Well, that's good.
Well, You know,
and I don't
hope,
know how.
Louise, yeah?
Yes?
You don't know how what, Louise?
I don't know how her relative would ever leave her alone with a child.
Well, I can tell you, my blood froze when I heard thumping coming from the trunk of my car.
That must have been frightening.
It was. And it was my grandson. I don't remember if it was my son or my grandson, but I had left Las Vegas. Louise?
I think that's insane.
Well, you're the one saying it's insane. What would you do if you had inadvertently done that?
I can understand that that's an accident.
Thank you.
Oh, but I'm not allowed to sit there and go, oh, boy, looks like taquitos are on the menu tonight. Oh, wait a minute, my niece is in the car. I'm not allowed to do that.
That's insane. 5 hours. That was five hours.
Where is your mind?
But he had his son in the trunk of his car on a drive from Vegas. Where were you going?
Bullhead City. It's only 30 minutes. So I only had my son in the trunk of the car, my grandson, whichever one, 30 minutes in the trunk of the car because we were going from Las Vegas to the...
Well, what difference does it make? You had him in the trunk of a car.
Well, are you saying I'm as bad as the lady that had her kid in the car for 5 hours?
I'm saying that it is a grievous oversight that could result in the death a half hour...
You know, Louise?
Yes?
We were in the car going to Bullhead City. I had my son in the trunk, and we were taking dirt roads the whole way.
Oh, my God.
Yes. So it was very rough.
Wait, Margaret.
Well,
you live in a glass house. Don't throw stones.
Well, my God. You have your own grandson.
My son.
Well, your son locked in the trunk of a car, and you're taking dirt roads all the way from Las Vegas to Bullhead City, and you hear thumping when you finally get to your condominium.
Yes, that's exactly how it happened.
Guess
Louise,
what?
Thank you.
He's admitting he made a mistake.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I think you're a very...
Oh, God.
No, let me say this. I think you're a very understanding woman, ma'am. I appreciate that.
Margaret is one for the book.
Oh, she's one for the book. All I did was lock my kid in the trunk.
Okay, look. This is...
No, I just want to ask the lady something. I lost my wife 3 years ago to a long-standing illness. Do you live in the Los Angeles area?
No.
Have you ever been to Los Angeles?
No.
Well, I'd like to make you my personal invitation to visit the Los Angeles area and stay, compliments of me, at the Ritz Fortin Hotel in Pasadena.
I don't understand. So, what does that got to do?
Yeah, that's
you,
very nice.
But I will pass on that.
Are you currently engaged or married to be married?
Let's not go into that.
Well, I don't know what this has anything to do with.
It doesn't have anything.
I just wanted to ask her.
No.
You are not married, or you are?
I'm not saying that. I just don't want to go into that aspect.
I see. Well, I'm a very wealthy attorney, and can I say whether I need Viagra or...
You don't have to go into that, man, okay?
I'm not circumcised.
Forget it! Louise, thank you very much for your call.
Okay. Thank you, Louise.
Let me tell you something. I can't believe this woman. This is unreal.
Oh, but he's okay because he's telling you he's not circumcised.
No, you are unbelievable. Wait a minute.
You are unbelievable that you would criticize me while this man tries to make a tart out of you.
Wait.
Well, I asked
her. Knock it off, woman.
I asked her if she'd come up.
All right,
I am not acquiescing to this man.
Yes, but he is coming on to you like you're a street strumpet.
I can't help that.
Well, I just wanted her to spend some time at my pool.
Guess what?
In your pool.
I don't want to hear that from you, Mr.
I will tell you this. That my niece never died. She got close to it, but she never died.
Aren't you lucky?
Thank God I was thinking about shaking. How dare you call in and come on to another caller?
I haven't come on to anybody.
Oh, my
boy.
You made this man. You turned him on.
She did not. She called in talking about something else.
No.
Good Lord. How could I turn somebody on that I don't even know?
You called in and came on to this poor, befuddled old man.
Oh, boy. Okay, I'm out of here. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
So this is the Phil Hendry Show, the show where I do all these funny voices and people call in thinking they're talking to real people. That's what we do in this show. You may have heard of us. People say, oh, have you heard the guy who does the funny voices and then people call in thinking they're talking to real people? Nobody gets it when they hear about it from that stand. Nobody gets it until they listen to it for, a few days. And this is what we do on our show. If you're a new listener, this is one of the things, actually, that we do in this show. Sometimes I get a little weary of people saying, oh, you're the guy who does the voices that people call in thinking that they're real. Sometimes I tire of that. It's like a freak show. And I also get tired of hearing people say, it took me 6 months to catch on. I would like everybody to get it right away, to know exactly what it's about. Some people who've been longtime listeners don't want me to say anything about it. We've had this discussion before, but I really believe that the sooner you figure out what this show is all about and what we're doing, I think the better you're going to like it. But it's a never-ending chore. It's a never-ending task telling people what this show is. I do the funny voices. People call in thinking they're talking to a real guy. Oh, really? Are they real callers? Yes, they're real callers. You don't pay people to call in? No, we don't pay anybody to call in. So who does the voices and how many of those people are real? I do the voice of the guest, then the people call in thinking it's a real guy. Well, how can you get so many? And here's the next question you get. How could there be so many stupid people in the world? Well, let me see. How long you been alive? Do you walk around with your eyes open the way I do? How could you ask a question like that? There really aren't that many stupid people in the world. There's just enough of them to fill up 3 hours of a radio show every day. That's really not that many if you think about it, because we only take how many dumbbells, and I say that with all due respect, do we get calling here every hour, Mike? I mean, to get on the air. How many do we put on the air? During a show, 20? Max, 15 to 20 max a show. All right, that's 15 times 5. That comes out to, what is that? 5 times 5, 25 to 2, 75. 75 a week times 4 is 300. 300 a month? What's 70? Look at these guys. I got such a crew. These guys can't even do 75 times 4. 300, thank you, Mike. 300 times 12 is what? Let me see, 2, 3, 5, carry the 6. 16 over 900. 300 times 12 is 900. You are a real sad case. 300 times 3 is 900, you doofus. How about 980,000? 300 times 1,200 is 3,600. That's 3,600 a year. All we need are 3,600 dumbbells a year. Now, all you got to do is drive a car, walk the street, go to a movie, listen to a talk show. And I mean a real talk show. Watch Fox News to know that there's got to be at least 3,600 knuckleheads out there. And they're not even that stupid. They're just unawares. So I show the way. I show the way in blowing up the traditional talk radio format. And, of course, there will be those that follow. But I'm going to have to die before anybody rips this show off. Because this is such a unique presentation that anybody that rips me off while I'm alive, I guarantee I'll point it out to everybody. Hey, you want to hear a ripoff of the Phil Hendry Show? I imagine there's a couple out there. When I find out about them, I report on them. But, you know, it's going to be a long time, man. Long time before anybody effectively steals this act. Now we got ourselves to the level of national syndication. And it wasn't too long ago, about 3-4 years ago, people said to me, Jesus, you know, this thing isn't going to last, Hendry. Well, here we are. Bigger, bat. Wait a minute, do I smell pigs in a blanket burning somewhere? Oh, it's a kid in a car.